Byron, thanks for speaking with me. In the article that was written about this incident, it referenced that you have taken on heroin use as an important issue for you on the council. Can you tell me why and also what you're doing about it?
Well, just because how destructive the drug is, and everyone could see the effects. A lot of people know somebody that's addicted to it, and most of these people are my age, my old classmates and everything.
How old are you? How old are you, Byron?
I'm 28.
Okay. So it's you think, becoming more widespread in Bethel?
It is becoming more widespread, not only in Bethel, but the whole Delta area. Seems though as a lot of people are moving in here because they could make a bigger profit in this area than they could in Anchorage or downstates.
Tell me what you're trying to do about it there in Bethel on the council.
What we've been doing so far is just trying to raise awareness. I've been talking to a lot of people that dealt with heroin, whether it's in their family or however that may be, to come speak up as much as they can. This last council meeting, we had a proclamation identifying heroin as a major problem in the town, and we made this week, from the 27th, I think, to the 2nd, Heroin Awareness Week. And May 12th, we're having another meeting, and we're going to have an action memorandum directing administration to set up tip lines and other ways the public could contact the authorities or us if they want to give tips on known dealers or suppliers.
I imagine you're getting some support, probably pretty widespread support from some parts of the community.
Yeah, there's been calls or emails saying similar things that are going on in their town all over Alaska. And Gillingham also, I've been talking to a few people there, and they just want to be a part of it and help organize meetings. And
but you got some very scary pushback. What happened here?
Well, on Friday, somebody came to my house around 10:30, came up the steps. I didn't see them. My girlfriend thought she seen somebody, so she went to the window and looked, and that's when they ran off, and I went outside looking for them. And we didn't think that much of it. We thought it might have been a drunk or something at the door. Until I went to work the next morning is when I found a note in my Jeep saying, you better back off the heroin issue before you kill yourself. And if you call the cops, we'll know about it. And the next time I see you walking around your shop, you won't make it back in.
That's a pretty sobering or scary note. How did you react?
Well, obviously kind of worried. Not so much scared, but a little worried about not really myself, but my family and everything. And I was, after that, I just got very infuriated. And we went to the troopers right after with my dad and went to the mayor and talked with him. And the mayor brought us to the Bethel Police Department. And we had a meeting over there and just trying to figure out who it could possibly be and what to do about it from here.
Will this cause you to slow down or back off this issue now that you've raised it, helped to raise it?
No. It makes me even want to push harder.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.